This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and you're with Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. What is life really all about? I read the story from John Hutchinson from the Challenger magazine, and I'm grateful for the idea today and the article, how he met a young, troubled teenager. He was looking for some work, things had gone wrong in his life, and he was helping on a farm. And when he was asked the question, what's the problem? He said, well, I've got nothing to live for anymore. I'm bored. He went on to say that his mates hung around the shops and he said, they don't care whether they're dead or alive. And that's pretty sad, isn't it? There seems to be three things here. One is futility. What's the point? I'm bored. People say nothing changes. What's new? And there's the problem here of finality. Everything comes to an end. You go to a party, it's going to end sometime. The film will end. The book will end. The sun sets and the weeks and the months and the years all come to their end. But the big question, of course, is eternity. Those letters, E-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y, that lit up the Sydney Harbour Bridge midnight on the last day of 1999, which reminds us that something goes on forever, and that is eternity. And eternity is a very hard concept to come to grips with. After all, our time is short. There's this thought that, what happens when I die? Can my life have any meaning? The Bible has a tremendous verse. It says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. So the question again is, what is man for? What are we here for? The philosophers of his time, when Paul was around, the Apostle Paul addressed the issue. God gives to all life and breath and all things, and has made from one all the nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and he has determined the times for them to live and the boundaries of their existence. So our purpose is linked with creation. There's a time and a place. For example, in Acts 17, verse 26, we're told that people should seek the Lord and find him. Acts 17, verse 26. So that's the reason we live and move and have our being, to find God. I wonder if you've found God. It's an awesome experience. And you could say, well, how can I find God when I really can't even see him? And the Apostle Paul said, they that should seek the Lord and happily might find him, because he's not far away from any of us. Now, there again, tremendous statement. God is not far from anyone. You know, the single mother that's struggling, or the divorced person who really is so upset, people that are in jail, all these people are struggling finding the fact that God is not far from them. So God is closer to us than the air we breathe. In Isaiah, we see the great verse, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts, and let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and our God he will freely pardon. So God has never intended you to be lonely. It's true, isn't it, that isolation can destroy people. God has made us for interaction with other people. There's the community that we're part of. We don't really get on very well when we live on our own. But more importantly than that is the fact that our Creator God has made us for a special relationship with him. And that's where Jesus Christ comes into this, that Jesus opened the way for us to be set free from our sin when he died on the cross. So we're talking about Jesus, our forever friend. God never intended us to be idle. He intended us not to be bored, but he intended us to enjoy life. And that's why we have careers and jobs. God never intended a selfish life. And this is the problem. So many people today are self-centered. For Jesus said that there's more happiness found in giving than in receiving. Well, Lord, we thank you for your care. We know that you're always there. You listen to us. You said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. We thank you for those words. And we just pray, Lord, that you will help us in all that we do. We want to acknowledge you, that you are the Creator, and we offer you our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.